From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. It's Here and Now. Coming up, the Napa, California earthquake and how it's affecting wine country.
But first, the family of kidnapped freelance writer Peter Theo Curtis is expressing relief and sadness after his release yesterday. Relief because Curtis, who was born and writes under the name Theo Padnos, had been held for nearly 2 years by al-Nusra, an al-Qaeda affiliate in Syria. His father, Michael Padnos, spoke to our home station WBUR.
It was horrible. I mean, it's horrible. Can you imagine having your son disappeared someplace and no possibility of contacting him or contacting anybody who can contact him? It was horrible.
But the Curtis family is also mourning with the family of journalist James Foley, who, as everyone knows, was beheaded by ISIS militants, a different group, last week. Let's get some reflections on both of these stories from Charlie Sennett, a former foreign correspondent for the Boston Globe. He's also co-founder of Global Post. And, of course, James Foley wrote for them. And Theo Curtis also submitted stories to them. He had a lot of email exchanges with Theo as well. And Charlie also writes a field guide for journalists in dangerous situations. And he's executive director of the Ground Truth Project. They train foreign correspondents. And Charlie, we have to start off by saying, you know, such horrible mixed emotions for those of you who know both men. Our condolences continue for the loss of James Foley. But here we hear about this release. I want you to comment first on something your co-founder, Phil Balboni, said today about the release of Peter Theo Curtis. He says it was a great irony that Foley, James Foley's final sacrifice may have been to give Theo Curtis his freedom.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is a sort of poetic bit of light that came right at the darkest day, right? I mean, we were at the funeral in New Hampshire with the Foley family yesterday, and I was literally talking to John and Diane Foley, Jim's parents, when they shared with us that they had just gotten the call from Nancy Curtis in Cambridge, Massachusetts, to talk about this wonderful news that her son would be coming home, and that she wanted to say that she can't rejoice until, you know, for a while at least, because she's still mourning with them. And she just, beautiful coming together of parents who, you know, who as Theo's father put it very well, you can't imagine this if you're a parent. And sadly, for 2 years at Global Post, we have been with the Foleys as they went through this. And their faith, their strength is still, to me, the story. All this darkness and that light just keeps shining through. We saw that very clearly yesterday in New Hampshire.
Well, it's been quite something to watch them react to this. But to this point that Phil Balboni makes, that the group, now we know that ISIS, this vicious militant group looking to establish a caliphate across a swath of land, has even been rejected by al-Qaeda, who felt they were too vicious. And now we see this other group, this al-Nusra, which was an al-Qaeda branch, if you will. Phil Balboni says they might have decided the same thing, that they released this one man because they saw the world reaction to what ISIS did.
You know, Phil's been very close to the details of the investigation that we did into Foley and knows that. I don't think Phil's speaking there as a Middle East expert. I think he's talking about logic, that this horrific execution happens and the whole world is so appalled by the barbarity of what ISIS did in executing Jim Foley that way, that clearly that set a series of things in motion. The family stepped up its efforts. The U.S. government stepped up their efforts. Qatar, who appears to be the mediating force here, began to do as much as it could to make this happen. And I think it's fair to speculate, and it would be speculation, though, that al-Nusra Front decided they understand that there is no gain in doing what they've done in the past, which is kidnapping people and holding them for ransom. They've tried to finance their operation the same way, but I think they realize that business has gotten very dangerous if you affiliate yourself with ISIS.
Well, the other business that is very dangerous is covering these groups. Now, two very different people here. Peter Theo Curtis was a writer.
Yeah, I think that's a great way to say. He was a writer more than a journalist.
He had objectives. He had he wanted to immerse himself in Islam. We're reading now accounts of how he actually faked being a follower because he wanted to know what converts felt, as opposed to James Foley, who was a journalist. But to anyone trying to do any kind of reporting, whether passionate or dispassionate, You have this guidebook that you've been writing for years. Mm-hmm. What would you change given what we're seeing? What would you underscore given what we're seeing?
You know, I was in touch with Theo Padnos, as we knew him, under his pseudonym. We knew his real name, too, and we knew that he went to Middlebury College, and we talked to his parents, and we talked about his, quote, conversion, which was a faked conversion. He was trying to do a very risky thing, which was to do immersion journalism into the world of those who convert from those from the West who convert to Islam in Yemen, where extremism is rampant, where it's very dangerous. We weren't even really entertaining running a piece by him until we vetted him, and we spent some time doing that. But he is sort of an example of the kind of people who are, quote, freelancing these days. They're not necessarily journalists. Some of them have very different missions. You have to be very careful in evaluating them. And I think in his case, we were, and we ended up not doing anything with him. As I remember, we may have done a blog post or an interview or a photo essay promoting his book.
Even though we should say he's written books. And
yeah,
he's a real person.
And he's a scholar. Yeah. And he has, you know, done his PhD thesis. He's a real, very smart person, and so thrilled he's home and safe and happy for his family. But I do think as editors at a news organization like Global Post, where we rely on freelancers, this event with Jim Foley sobers us. It makes us realize that we have got to do everything we can to have a culture of caution and to really instruct and teach people. And that's why we came up with our field guide, which we call Ground Truth. We started it in 2009 when Phil and I launched Global Post, Phil Balboni, who you mentioned, and I launched Global Post. As co-founders, we thought we've got to set a culture of caution here. And I really, as I built the editorial team at Global Post, wanted to be sure we had standards in place where we really thought about that.
Well, with about a minute left, what would the top cautions be, especially given what we're seeing?
I think the top caution is to be sure that when you send someone into the field, that you understand you therefore assume the responsibility for that person. What happened with Jim Foley, as I say, is this sobering event where we have to remind ourselves as news organizations in a time of shrinking resources and shifting technology that is putting a lot of economic burden on news organizations, and they're relying increasingly on freelancers. As we do that, we inherit the responsibility to be sure we take care of them. And the last sobering thing would be to say to the whole world, it can be easy to be cynical about the media. Both the left and the right. The media sometimes needs criticism, but we also need to recognize courage among those who go out and try to make a difference by telling the stories that matter.
Well, and Curtis, again, not a reporter, but we now know he's the one who boosted Matthew Schreier to a window so that Matthew Schreier could pull himself out that window and escape. That was in 2013. He helped a reporter then. Charlie Sennett, former foreign correspondent, but also co-founder of Global Post and executive director of Ground Truth Project, will have information about both at herenow.org. Thanks as always.
Thank you.